You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Are you ready for some Patriots drama, Keith?
Patriots drama!
Yeah, this is what happens after a loss sometimes, Jones.
I guess.
It hasn't been a lot of losses.
Well, I've been told this is what makes Boston so toxic. Sports radio so toxic. After
it's not
one
toxic.
Loss, it's overreacting.
It's not. Nobody's overreacting. We're just trying to put some of the pieces together here.
It's fake manufactured drama.
No, it's not. It's not fake. Right here in front of us. We're just discussing it.
I'll tell you what's not fake is Mike Vrabel constantly, pretty much after every loss. There haven't been a lot of them, but he did it after the Raiders loss. He's done this constantly. Whenever he's asked about Josh McDaniels, he doesn't want to give any credit.
Nope.
So how this went down yesterday, and that was the last question in the interview with Tommy Curran, right?
Yeah.
So how this went down yesterday is we talked to Curran. He brings up the McDaniels comments from Monday with Greg. And we go.
Or Vrabel comments about.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Vrabel's comments about McDaniels with Greg.
Yep.
On Monday. And he's like, did you guys talk about these? We're like, a little bit. I mean, we mentioned them. I didn't think they were super relevant. This wasn't like a massive story to me. And Curran's like, yeah, I want to talk about that. We're like, was it offense or defense more to blame? He's like, I don't know. I want to talk about these Vrabel comments about McDaniels. We're like, okay. And so we go back and forth on that a little bit. Keefe asks him something else. He brings up the Vrabel comments about McDaniels. Later on in the interview, I think you asked him, we were re-listening this morning, I think you asked him about Sean McDermott.
I did. I was like, Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott questions. Okay, so we asked no questions about Josh McDaniels. We asked about the offense or defense. Yeah. We kind of had a back and forth. Keith asked about Sean McDermott and his future in Buffalo. And
I asked him, I think it was, it doesn't really matter, but it was more like Vrabel v. McDermott.
Oh, Who would you take?
Who has coaching advantage?
And Curran brings up, again, the McDaniels comments. And finally, you're like,
I'm like, the way this is going, it does not seem as though this is going to be like a super long partnership, despite the 11-3 record, despite Drake May having an MVP caliber season. So you hear all this, and I'm like, all right, is he like guaranteed to be back? Or like, are they going to consider a new offensive coordinator for yet another year? And then we heard his answer was, I don't know. And you're like, oh, like, because I was not prepared for that. I don't think that the head coach and the offensive coordinator are going to see eye to eye on every single thing all year long. It wouldn't make sense.
100% when you ask, you'd be like, they scored 31 points. They're a top 10 offense. Like, McDaniels
has been a
good offensive coordinator his whole career. Look at Drake May. Mm-hmm. Like, I 100% expected that to be Curran's answer. He's like, I don't know. It depends on what Vrabel wants.
I was like, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
What Vrabel wants, I mean, I don't think McDaniels was Vrabel's first choice. And that's sort of going all the way back. And we were on this when it happened, when he got hired, right? We were like, it's funny, when they had all those vacancies, right, after Kraft kind of, you know, cleaned house, we're sitting there, and the two most obvious names were Vrabel head coach, McDaniels offensive coordinator. McDaniels has come back several times. Robert Kraft loves Josh McDaniels. We also know he loves Mike Vrabel from his time here and the when he got, you know, inducted into the team Hall of Fame and all the conversations they had there. So those seem like the two obvious ones, but those seems like both Kraft decisions, right? And so we knew the head coach didn't pick his offensive coordinator. That was months ago. And then there have been certain times here and there throughout the year, including when they lost early in the year, but even after some of the wins, because people are like, oh, just because they lose. Like, no. Even after some of the wins, there has been times where, hey, how's Josh McDaniels been with Drake May? Well, Ashton Grant's really good with Drake May. Or, like, you know, things like that along the lines. You're like, all right, we've had these, like, little bit of clues.
Yeah, the biggest one is the one you just referenced after the Raiders, all the plate talk for a week, which was a fun week.
Plate talk all the time, and they contradicted themselves immediately.
Right, but there's been little clues since then, and you just referenced it, the Ashton Grant stuff.
It's like, you can only run so many double passes that gain 13 yards.
The Thomas Brown stuff. So, like, I mean, again, people say, it's media drama, manufactured drama. Well, number one, Curran just wouldn't quit with this. He was like a dog on a bone with this McDaniel stuff yesterday. And number two, it really doesn't even start with Curran. It starts with Vrabel doing this over and over and over, sometimes after wins, but definitely after losses, which there have not been many of. But it's been a pattern. It's been a trend.
Yeah, and so I just feel like it got to the point yesterday talking with Curran, who was tied in with the coaching staff and people down in New England covering the team a really long time, because we were asking about other stuff and it kept coming up. Eventually, just had to ask him this, and then his answer. Where again, he's not saying he's gone. You and I aren't saying he's gone.
No, he said,
but the
I
fact
don't know.
That at 11-3, it's even like a conversation. I don't know. I find it pretty fascinating.
By the way, do you think he's back, McDaniels?
Yes.
Me too. Like, he's not going to get a job anywhere else.
No, like, I don't.
No one else is going to hire him, so he's not going to leave on his own volition, I don't think.
No, and they're too good for
it's
even
not Vrabel's call. It isn't Vrabel's call. It's Kraft's call. Kraft got him here in the first place. It's not Vrabel's call. So I bet McDaniels is back.
Well, because also maybe the most important thing is, you looked this up yesterday. McDaniels is paid by the Raiders through 2028.
2028.
So, yeah. Like, in 2029, is he the offensive coordinator? Maybe not.
So, Kraft's going to look at it and go, hang on, Mike. You want to fire a guy who's got a top 10 offense and I don't even have to pay him?
Yeah, we're keeping him.
That's
Mike.
Not happening.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's going to happen either. I think he'll be back next year as offensive coordinator. I think he's an overrated offensive coordinator, but he's been fine this year. The offense has been good. And by the way, I don't blame him at all for what happened on Sunday. But it sounds like Vrabel does, and that was Curran's take. We asked him about the offense or the defense and who's more to blame in the game, and he's like, well, it's defense, which we agree with. And he couldn't believe that Vrabel's view on the game kept going back to McDaniels and the play calling and the trust in the play calling and making fun of the double passes for 13 yards, and that's how that all started.
Yeah.
So you can discuss this here on Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do some Would You Rathers. At 11:30, we have the Best of Dork, which will give you top 10 movies this year in 2025. Keith is going to count down his top 10 movies.
I've been wrestling with this for a while. This was tough to whittle down to 10, but I got it, and I feel fairly confident.
Okay. Yeah. Tune in for that at 11:45. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. Plus, you will hear Vrabel live at 1 o'clock, which could be good here today. So stay tuned all day long. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. A lot of you have latched onto those current videos from yesterday and made your feelings on that known. That's where you seek them out. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. When it comes to Vrabel, what do you think his problem is with McDaniels, if there even is a problem? I think that's been illustrated over the course of the year. Maybe you out there listening think we're overreacting to it. What do you think his issue is with McDaniels?
So I don't know. Like, problem might be too strong, but it's just one of those cases where it's like he didn't hire him. Like, it would be like inheriting a player. Like, say you brought...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I didn't say you brought in Robert Spillane and then you also inherited a couple linebackers. You might sort of view the guy you brought in a little bit differently than the guy you didn't, that you sort of inherited, right? And obviously he has a lot on his plate trying to coach up a second-year quarterback, and he has, I think, done a really good job with it, but it wasn't his first choice. So, like, when Bill Belichick, it was funny. Bill Belichick at one point wanted Bill O'Brien, right? Going back years ago, yep. Right? Like, at one point, the first time he was here, wanted him. Then the second time, he was told he had to have him. Do you think he was thrilled with that?
No.
No, I don't either. Even though, like, that guy, he doesn't really he doesn't have a problem with him.
Bill would have run it back with Patricia and Judge. He just didn't want to be told what to do, even though Bill O'Brien was one of his guys.
So I think in that sense, they have some similarities, right? Like, we were talking early in the year how Vrabel is kind of comically he finds himself in between Belichick and Mayo, right? Like, with certain ways that both guys would act, like, Vrabel kind of splits the difference, right? That is, like, the former player like Mayo. He's a little bit more honest like Mayo, but he's also kind of he can be like a hard ass like Belichick a little bit. But I think with something like that, where he comes in, he gets to pick 85% of his staff, 90% of his staff, almost everybody that's here he brought in. This is the one guy that he didn't. So I think he's going to be like, and then maybe he also talks to his coaching staff kind of like he talks to his players a little bit too, right? You're never going to go overboard in complimenting the guy.
Yeah, I think there's something to that for sure. It's not his hire, probably who he didn't want in the first place. And that's not his side of the football either. Like, say what you want, he's a team head coach, like a head coach in the truest sense. He's a defensive guy. And the defense, I think there's more ownership than with offense. So I think there's that. I also think, and there's been a pattern with him all year, he's a bit of a sore loser.
Mm.
And maybe that's not a bad quality. Like,
no,
you don't want somebody comfortable with losing.
A lot of super competitive guys are that way.
But he's a baby and a sore loser after these losses. And he was crying about the officials on Monday, which I know he walked back with the media. But he brought up this nonsense comment with Greg on Monday about how the Bills lead the offense in offensive holding penalties, which they do. I didn't know that stat, which they do. Mm-hmm. He lied about them having no offensive holding penalties called against them. A touchdown was wiped off the board. So he's a giant baby about that, and he has been when they lose. And so maybe some of it is he's not comfortable with losing. He doesn't want to lose, which is respectable. And then he's lashing out, looking for coverage, defense, whatever it is, and it's easier to kick the guy that's not his, the guy that he didn't hire when he's down after a bad second half.
Yeah.
And it was a bad second half. And for everyone who points to it and says, well, he scored 31 points.
Yeah. No, it was. It was
they did nothing in the
poorly.
Second half. And the play he called wasn't what Travion Henderson broke off for a touchdown run. That was all the brilliance of Travion Henderson reversing field.
Yeah, they got kind of bailed out really in that one thing, and it still wasn't enough.
For Josh McDaniels and his play calling, he got them 0 points in the second half.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to criticize McDaniels if you want to. I'd start with the quarterback. I'd start with the head coach. But I think it's interesting that Curran kept going there yesterday.
Yeah.
When none of our questions were about that until the very end.
I know.
To the point where we're like, we have to ask him back.
Yeah.
And good job by Keith doing
so. Thank you. Always great.
And secondarily, it sounds like Vrabel has an issue with it.
Yeah.
And to me, that is, that's where I think we start today, and that's what I'm interested in.
I am interested in it. I also think it's something to more than keep an eye on, because everything's great when you win 10 games in a row, right? Really hard to do, but it's hard to have any big problems when you've won 10 in a row. So how these next three games play out, I still think they win the division. I think they win out, honestly, but I also thought they were going to beat the Bills, so I've been wrong recently. So let's see how this ends, this three-game stretch. Let's see what the offense looks like. Let's see if there's any more double passes for 13 yards, or let's see how this all goes, how this plays out. Second half scoring's been an issue. Red zone scoring touchdowns has been an issue. So let's see how that goes. And then it'll be really heightened come playoff time. You win a playoff game, and then even if you lose and you score a lot of points, I think a lot of that will quiet down. If you don't, we'll see. Like, does Vrabel really feel like somebody else could do a better job? Is he going to take out his frustrations on that? I think he's going to be pretty honest following a playoff.
Oh, me too.
Eventual loss. So we'll see.
And look, for him to carve out Bill Belichick level power, they probably have to win this year. Mm. If they win, he's not going to fire McDaniels. So I don't think he's getting fired. You don't think he's getting fired, Keith?
No.
But if we're up to Vrabel, he might have moved on. He wouldn't have hired him in the first place. So what do you think of this? Some Patriots drama coming off a loss. Oh, it's what makes Boston toxic. It's the toxic sports talk radio in Boston. They lost the game, and the head coach lost his mind on the offensive coordinator. So is that manufactured drama, do you think, or is there something to Vrabel and his frustration with Josh McDaniels? What's his issue there, if there is one? You can discuss again at 617-779-7937. We will get to the Red Sox later on in the show.
How are they doing?
Not great.
Oh, my God.
I believe they're one of two teams that have not yet signed a free agent in Major League Baseball.
They have not signed a free agent. Everybody's allowed to right now, or are they not allowed to?
Oh, they are allowed to.
They have?
Well,
they all have?
They haven't signed a minor league deal.
Major league free agent. Got it. Thank you. They've signed minor leaguers.
No major league players.
And they've made trades.
They must have a great roster then.
So we'll get to that coming up. It does not sound like things are going in the right direction when it comes to Alex Bregman. We'll get to the Bruins. I know you're licking your chops. That's Bregman. I know you're licking your chops on the comments from Charlie McAvoy,
well,
Keith.
Listen, I mean, he said it. I was trying to warn you.
He did. Yeah. The chemistry is good with the Bruins, according to Charlie McAvoy.
What happened?
Compared to last year.
Yeah. Without sand.
You can deduce on that if you'd like.
All right.
Plus, I want to get to the Patriots moving on from this Buffalo loss. Can they flush it? We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The coach and the quarterback are heard live here every Patriots Monday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Bruins kicked off a five-game homestand with a 4-1 win over the Utah Mammoth. Morten Geekie led the way for the Bruins with two goals. David Pastrnak had two assists, and Jeremy Swayman made 20 saves on 21 shots. The Bees are back in action tomorrow night, hosting the Edmonton Oilers. The New England Patriots return to the practice field today at 2:15. Head coach Mike Vrabel will meet with the media at 1:10. You can hear that press conference right here on 93.7. This Sunday night, the Pats will be in Baltimore to take on the Ravens. And the Boston Celtics will return to the court on Friday night to host the Miami Heat. Give the perfect gift this year, 99 Restaurant Gift Cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.